All right, guys, here we go.
Hi, Zach. What's doing?
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to TMA Live, presented by Bud Select. Live from Hot Shots in Webster Groves. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com.
You like this beat?
No, it's okay, I guess.
Trying to think who that is.
Tony DeFranco.
Oh, really?
Tony DeFranco.
Yeah, is that Tony DeFranco?
It is Tony DeFranco.
I knew it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. You want to take a guess, Tim?
I know when you say it, I'll know it, but I can't guess.
In too deep.
I would not have. I still don't know it.
Yep.
Wow.
The letter N, the number two, deep.
No, oh, I remember
that's
that.
So cool.
Is that cool?
So
I'm
going to
go
cool.
That's 96?
I think you're about right. I'll check that here in a second.
All right, thank you. Doug, we're going to check
it's
it.
It's important.
Hot Shots email today coming up as we broadcast live from Hot Shots in Webster Groves. Look, it's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Webster Groves, Doug.
Yeah. And people have had enough. They're like, the first hour was plenty, fellas. Move on.
We have all kinds of interactive activities here, Doug. It's like a camp. It's like a camp for nitwits. We prepare activities to pass the time.
Okay.
We both suck, Tim.
What was it?
1992.
Wow. Can
I know.
You believe that was 92?
Oh, boy, that is amazing that it wasn't 96.
I mean, that's the same era
92.
As Boys to Men. I mean, okay.
Cooley High Harmony.
That's right.
But you went along with Tim just because you're a bit of a lemming.
A bit of a lemming. He's usually right.
Yeah, I'm usually within a two-year window.
And I'm also a nerd about that kind of stuff, so.
I would call you an occasional lemming, not a thorough lemming. There is a difference.
I'm a cat lemming, for sure.
Well, that's the thing to be.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be this coming year is going to be my year.
This is the year.
Yeah, this is the one.
The year of the cat? Really?
The year of the cat. Doug, when's it going to be your year?
My years are long past.
When you retire?
Yeah.
To the old, what do you call it? The rest home?
Well, something like that.
Yeah, the rest home.
I'm not quite ready for the rest home.
Well, no, you're still very active.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Doug, watch this. Fist Me Daddy. That's from the Bearded Ozark Bottom. Is that the guy?
I watch that.
Is that the show with Jason Bateman?
You asking me or Andy?
Anybody.
I don't
know. Am I right on that?
It's called, what, the Ozarks?
Thank you, Mr. Nipples. I think this is called Ozark. Was he a bottom, though? I think he was a bottom.
He was the bottom.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, kind of looking at the boat. If you lined the two of them up, though, you would probably think the agent was the bottom.
Oh, no. He was very strong.
But you just don't picture a bearded woodsman as a bottom, do you?
I really don't.
No. See?
I really,
Doug agrees with you.
I really don't. I don't.
What do you picture it as?
I just don't.
What would you picture it as?
I don't picture it much at all, actually.
Guys, I'll bottom B. That's from the Dogtown Astrovan. So that's another offer. And I've been told that the Dogtown Astrovan is the brother of the Shrewsbury Seat Sniffer.
That's a talented family.
Yeah, it's a great family.
A talented family.
It's like
family.
The Bill Walsh coaching tree.
In fact, they're waving, just so proud of their vileness. And they're not related to the guy in the bathroom, are they?
Oh, the guy giving out handies in stall one?
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be fun if they were. What a great family.
It wouldn't be that fun.
That'd be a great sode, Swope,
none
wherever you
fun.
Are. There he is. You're over there having a taste. All right. It's time for more fun and games. It's time for TMA Trivia, the classic edition. We need three contestants. First three contestants coming up. Look, Doug, right away we have two and three.
Oh, there they are.
Look at that. They were ready to go.
Okay.
Sir, your name is?
Drew.
Drew.
Hey, Drew. How you doing?
Drew loves the Fighting Irish. Your name is?
Mr. Bean.
Doug, that's Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Bean.
And your name is?
Brian.
Doug,
hey,
Brian, where are your sons?
Didn't bring them today, did you? No.
And you're Ledoux proud, aren't you, Brian?
It's like you got in trouble last time.
Yeah, I feel like.
You'd rather us not talk about it.
Today.
What's that?
Parent teacher conference is right to here.
That's true. You know what they do? They half day and then an off day tomorrow in some
districts.
Right?
That's a good day.
It's a good deal.
All right. Well, we have a TMA trivia here. Brian, have you won two times in a row?
Three-time
champion of the world. Wow.
I got pressure at Ledoux High School to win again today.
They're all listening. Doug, they love us at Horton Watkins.
They don't listen to
the parents love it.
Can I tell you something, though? The renovations you guys are doing over there and that pottery studio, they got a kiln as big as this room. a kiln as big as this room.
It is pretty awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you, tax money payer.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean and Drew. Yeah. Is this Drew Silva?
Yeah, that's right.
Doug, Drew Silva.
Drew Silva?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Drew Silva.
What's up, Plowsy? How you doing, man?
This guy knows fantasy sports like the Dickens.
Does he?
And I know TMA, too.
You go to Notre Dame? You're wearing a Notre Dame jersey?
No, my dad went there.
Really?
I'm one of those guys.
No, yeah, I know. My dad didn't even go there. Subway alum, you know that deal. Irish Catholic, South City, that whole deal.
Did you cry at Rudy? Did you cry during that movie?
When Charles S. Dutton. Absolutely. When Charles S. Dutton. Oh, my God.
Which was better, when Dutton was clapping or when Rudy's father got off the bus and he saw
Ned Beatty.
When he first walks out the gate, this is the greatest sight these eyes have ever seen.
Oh, my God, what a wonderful accent. Doug, that was like Ned Beatty was right here.
You've done some acting yourself, haven't you, big guy?
Yeah, sure.
So this is wonderful. Because Mr. Bean, didn't you pay to kiss Doug a few years ago?
I beg your pardon?
Yes, and that's you beckoned me that name, yes.
Pay to kiss me?
Yeah. Down at DB's a few years ago.
Doug, you were drunk. We had spiked your drink.
I've never been kissed by another gentleman.
Well, I had my dollar out, but you wouldn't.
Oh, you
do
made
it.
The offer. Yeah, I think I remember that now. Yeah, I do remember that.
That's hot, though, man.
Kind of creepy.
That's hot. That's hot when guys want to make out with us. And we're all willing to offer money.
It isn't.
All right, as defending champion, Brian, you get first dibs here. Here we go. Question number one. The cat, you're going to love this. Where does Tim like to stay when he goes to spring training?
Okay, just some background while you think. Doug and I stay at some awful cockroach motel.
Any hovel we can find. Sometimes in a dirt hole.
But where does Tim like to stay?
PGA National.
Wow, wow, wow.
You got it.
Who wrote that question?
Who did write? Is that you, Seamaster? That's not really your game.
It's a limit.
But I liked it. All right, action's on you, Mr. Bean, who has offered money to make out with Doug. Number two, Iggy admitted to enjoying this controversial food item. Iggy acknowledged enjoying this controversial food item.
And it was recent.
This is recent history. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put you on the clock.
And this is a cautionary tale for everyone. You miss a day of TMA, you miss a lot.
Yeah, you really do.
I'm just going to, if you say it's recent, I'm going to go with scallops.
No, I'm sorry. Drew, an opportunity for you to get on the board.
Baby food.
Yes!
Gerber peaches, to be specific.
Yeah, wow. I feel like I should give you extra points
done.
For that.
Well done. Nice. Well done, sir.
Somebody just let out a yelp. I heard a woman. That's a female. There's two females, Doug.
That's my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
What? Is she a loyal listener? I bet she's a loyal listener.
She loves it. Actually, yeah, one of them there.
Really?
I don't believe that a female
I think
listens.
They're being serious.
No, I'm serious.
A female listens to this show.
Yeah. She just joined the fan page, too.
Welcome aboard, Doug. Doug just joined the fan page.
Has she always been a girl, or is she transitioning now?
Let's not get into it.
That's too personal. Okay. Who was the first emailer that Doug suspended, Drew?
The first one ever?
Yeah, I don't even know this.
Timmy the Tickler?
No, I'm sorry. Action on you, Brian. You could use this point because I feel like Drew might be a force here tonight.
I'll go with Deke Dotem.
That's a great guess and a great answer. You're correct. Deke Dotem.
That was so obvious.
Don't you feel like you kind
of
left
it.
A, you left a four-footer out on the course?
Yeah, I just thought that was too obvious.
Yeah.
Sometimes the show's dumb. All right, Brian, an opportunity here for you to get your third point on question number four. Plowsy recently played a dynasty as Texas in which game?
NCAA football?
That's correct! Brian is just, he's showing why he's a champion.
He's up 3-1 already.
You need this one, Mr. Bean, I'll be real honest, out of the gate here.
A consolation prize, though, you can still try to kiss Doug.
No, he can't.
Where did producer Joe attend college? This is not an easy one.
No, it is not. Boy, it's a tough one.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put you on the clock.
It's a hard
Georgia.
One. Oh.
Not a bad guess, but not correct. Drew, an opportunity for you.
Any idea there at Notre Dame?
It's a Georgia Southern?
No.
Georgia
State?
Store.
I'm sorry. No. The action.
Georgia State.
And Brian is showing why he's so dominant. Lord. And Drew, you're sitting there kicking yourself because you feel like you got the putt close.
I could have had this.
Yeah.
I could have had this.
And you let Brian just take the gimme. It was inside the leather.
That's what makes a champion, though.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to play against one of the greats, isn't it?
There's a lot of respect up
here. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a force.
But on the other hand, you're just so happy you finally got a girlfriend that it's okay if you don't win this.
The action is on you, Drew. Which adult entertainer once judged a Girl Next Door contest and really pissed a lot of people off?
Oh, man. She was one of... I don't want to get...
Yeah, do an internal monologue. Yeah, you don't want to give hints.
Don't show us your armpit
and
like
Biff,
that.
Quit
ever,
yelling out answers for the love of the Lord. Oh, that was back there. Doug, that's Frank Ernst.
All right, watch it, Ernstie.
It's Frank Ernst.
I cannot remember her name.
You might as well fire a bullet. Just name an adult film star to make me happy. I'll go to free ones while we're sitting here. Doug, what's going on?
Cucky has showed up in a gimp mask and a leash.
He's biting Brian, and there's a gentleman with him. He has a leech on him, and now he's assaulting Injun Joe's Cave Ride. He's dry humping Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Doug.
What? I'm not doing anything about that.
Buck Swope is all over it. There's like 20 people getting video of this.
Doug, a
gentleman
Doug,
in cut off shorts.
I feel like we're ripping off
mask.
Charlie Brennan's show now.
Doug, can you go wrangle him and show him out at least?
I'm not going to. Cucky's on the floor now. Guy's dragging him around with a rope around his neck.
I have to tell you, I think most of the people here are uncomfortable with this.
Yeah,
I am.
Think they should be.
I am.
Now he's touching people.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man likes it, though.
Yeah.
That's oh, about right.
Yeah.
The question is back on you, Drew.
Okay. I can't think of her name. I know so much about her, but I can't think of her porn name.
All right. The action's on you, Brian.
Brie Olsen.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Coming up aces.
This guy's Michael Jordan. This guy is Jordan.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. Is he a five?
He's got five, yeah. Drew has one, and Mr. Bean.
All right, Brian. I mean, you're looking great here on your three-peat. John Vaughn recently sold what to Colorado? I didn't know this one.
Light bulbs?
You are God, correct.
Real.
We're watching. This is like Reggie Miller at Madison Square Garden right now.
He really is. He's
you know?
On fire.
And Spike was trying to get in his head. Could
he was.
It's almost pathetic, actually.
Yeah. Mr. Bean, I mean, at this point, you're just kind of working on your game.
I knew all the other ones, though, except for my own.
Who was Iggy's bang buddy in New Jersey? How in the hell would anybody know this?
He knows it.
And Brian knows it?
I'm not.
And he's ashamed that he knows it.
Any shark that came around, I don't know.
Mr. Bean, Drew just wants to get in the game.
I mean, they met in Bermuda.
I don't know this. I host the damn show.
I don't remember. Allie.
No, I'm sorry, Brian.
Last name is Cardente.
We're going to give you the point. I mean,
oh, my
not?
God. Let's hear it for that guy.
This is unbelievable.
Cardente.
Anna Cardente.
My word.
And the funny thing is, it's a completely made-up person. Iggy never had a date.
And now, Biff, just to update you on the text inbox, Biff, Hooters chick got her nipples pierced. Tim, what do you think? I don't see a picture. All right, action's on you, Drew. Which fraternity was Tim in at the University of Missouri?
Sigma Chi.
That is correct.
It's a lemming play, too.
That was so cool when he was in that frat.
All right, Brian, just really a kind of a chance for you to show off at this point.
Make it a difficult one.
I just go in order. I only think it's fair. Right. What's the nickname that the cat refers to his father as? This should be a 3-foot putt.
Old Master Painting.
Look at this.
It's a layup. That's a gimmick.
I mean, you've already it's won it. Easy. We're playing out the string. Mr. Bean to get on the board. What is the name of Plowboy's dog? What is the name of Plowboy's dog? Tim Howard's disappointed.
Mr. Bean, you're up here. You might as well get one right.
No, I don't
He's
remember.
Not. He's going to get shut out. Drew. Plowboy.
Oh, Plowboy was trying to help.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Oh, my word.
That's disappointing.
He's trying to cheat.
There's an honor. You know, this is like school ties with Brendan Fraser and Matt Damon.
Cowards.
Wonderful.
You're down 8-2. At least go down with some dignity, man.
What?
You're down 8-2. This little cheating here is not going to help
He's
you.
A champion. I got nothing.
He's looking now.
Boner?
Boner. Richie Stabone. Growing pains. No. Brian.
I don't know, so Ganja Gaga Guru, whatever you're...
No, that's not it. It's Bart, but it doesn't matter.
Bart.
And finally, Drew, according to Barrett, sports media brands should be using what?
GIFs.
Yes. That's correct. GIFs. Well, even GIFs. Though I think it's Monique Medina who says that, Doug.
I don't listen to her.
Brian, congratulations. Is that 3 in a row again. Or 4 in a row?
Four straight.
I mean, Drew, what that's do you think?
He's a champion.
He's a champion.
He's a champion.
I mean, God bless you.
I'm not sure any of us could have beat him in that.
No, I think you're right. No. Look, he's got at his grab bag the Sea Monster's giving
him. What did he get there? What did he
get? He's got a prize pack of crap.
Yes, he does.
A coffee cup for that? And a T-shirt. Coffee cup.
Swag bag. Swag bag. All right, while we're sitting here in awe of Brian and his four wins in a row.
Well done, Brian.
It's time for Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you hate shaving, and not just because of the nicks and cuts, but also because of just how expensive razors are? Well, you can take care of that with one move, and that move is to switch to Harry's. Harry's stripped out the unnecessary, and they brought back the necessary. The necessary, saving you money with a high-quality razor. And they got a trial set right now for you at Harry's Razors that include everything you need for a close, comfortable shape. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover. And for those of you still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter promo code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hey, Blues fans, catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Skull, that's cheers in Icelandic, Doug. Iceland is home to Reyka Vodka and Charlie's Honeymoon. Reyka is crafted in small batches from pure Arctic spring water, then filtered through lava rocks for the cleanest tasting vodka on the planet. The distillery is located just outside of Reykjavik and it runs on 100% geothermal energy from volcanoes located on the island. Reyka pairs well with ice and everything else. Reyka Vodka, made of Iceland, the official vodka of the Morning After. Please enjoy Reyka Vodka responsibly.
Oh, here we
go. All right, go ahead, hit the lever.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
Hey, what the hell is Year of the Ricky?
Well, if you sit on your hand for a half hour, then essentially you can have a new friend.
You can't use any excuses for this tomfoolery.
Is he the guy that shows up with a gimp mask?
I mean, this man wants men.
He was bored and was looking for someone to do anal.
Ooh.
So you met a nice dad last week going back up?
Yeah, but you still get to hang around with a lot of heavyset cocks.
Stop with that rat-a-tat delivery.
Do it on my chest. Do it on my chest.
You just got dad burned.
Would you like him to speak French into your ear?
Yummy, yummy, Lena, Lena, tee hee hee.
Here's my picture with some pizza pie.
You're going to be eating urine-soaked food.
Tim, I eat Lena's off my stepdad's chest.
Right. The lady said, call me kitty cat.
Do you have a stepdad with you?
I did not. No, but I was naked.
Butt shrub french fries.
Call me kitty cat.
Call me cat. Call me kitty cat. No, Iggy, really? You do this?
Iggy, stay snitching.
Tongue punch was a good drop.
Hanging dong for sure.
Well, she does have a great butt.
And a good throat punch is always a good way to go.
Some taint boy meat?
Oh, yeah. You know what it is.
Pete in Staten Island. What's up, Pete?
Was that you talking earlier? Because I just got tired of it.
Not a lot of bush, but a lot of dong.
Ernie Bjorkman's doing it.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
That is wonderful. That's what it's all about. Signing sexy coffee mugs here on the program. Did you guys lose your internet?
I did.
You did? All right. Yeah, internet's down. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was wonderful. Iggy, tip of the cap, brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Great work once again on that. We'll have Hot Shots email today coming up. But the Sea Monster really wants to do an exit poll today. So I want to make sure that we do that. Sea Monster, what do we have going on? Sir, are you going to be hosting this? A rare appearance?
No, the Plowboy will handle the bulk of these questions. However, right. We do have a special audio submission. Andy, if you can have that up.
Wow.
This is about a minute-long clip. It's courtesy of our friend Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon.
Very nice.
And there's a question at the end that you guys can field as part of the exit poll.
All right.
Andy, if you would go ahead and hit that now.
Go ahead.
Did you know who they had on this morning? And I'm in the car with my wife.
And I'm listening to an interview, and this woman is a terrific voice and so listenable and a football genius. It's a Lisa Ann. Do you know who Lisa Ann is?
No. No.
Don't act like you don't know.
She is a sports reporter, I believe, for ESPN that had a stalker a couple of years ago.
No,
released
Aaron those.
No,
no, Aaron.
Is that Aaron Andrews?
Yeah. Lisa Ann is a major porn star. Lisa Ann is one of the biggest.
The one who retired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, now you
oh.
know.
Now I know. Sorry.
His mom is listening, and he didn't act like he wanted to know.
Lisa Ann is probably as big a porn star as there has
She's
ever.
She's huge.
Her Wikipedia bio reads as follows.
Okay.
Lisa Ann is an American sports radio personality and pornographic actress.
Yeah, well, I got news for you.
But all in the same sentence.
Let's reverse that order, because her claim to fame is lots of porn. Lisa Ann is a big porn star. If you were listening to her and did not know that this morning, she was very bright, intelligent. I don't know how to describe. Would you ever marry a porn star?
Look what we've done to Franco Pena.
That's the question.
Look what we've done to Franco Pena.
We've ruined his show as well. We're like a cancer. Spreads to other shows.
God bless Franco Pena.
Who was his sidekick? He sounded like Robin Leach.
That's Limey, the board op.
Limey, the board op. Okay. Well, he seemed to have to be dragged into Lisa Ann knowledge, but then he knew plenty.
Yes, he did. That's true. Good tight read.
So was that the exit poll question?
I would marry a porn star, yes. Insta call. Thank you, Tim Howard. I mean, I absolutely would, and that's obvious. I mean, I don't think the cat, Brad, I don't think the cat or Doug would marry a porn star. Seymour would, Iggy would, Andy would, and Plowhawk would, Buck Swope would, Madison, you would. Brad, you would, Injun Joe's K-Ride, Magic Man would, Biff absolutely would.
Biff has tried.
Probably Frank Ernst would, Mary St. Chuck would.
Recaps would.
Kelly would. Recaps would.
Well, you figure this crowd's going to. Yeah. They'd marry anything.
Would Mrs. Balsack marry a porn star?
Would Mrs. Balsack, give it on the microphone, would you, Plowhawk?
Would you marry a porn star was the question.
Good question.
No, but I could probably have fun with her.
Oh, with her, she said.
Yeah, she used her. Yeah,
she went there, didn't she?
Wow, wow, wow.
You like that, didn't you, Tim?
That's what it's all about.
Suddenly people are listening to us here at Hot Shots.
I was like, who are those morons at the table? Plowhawk, do you have questions?
Yeah, I got a You'd couple.
You'd marry a porn star, wouldn't you? I mean, don't get me wrong, you love Madison.
Yeah, especially Lisa Andrews. She got a lot of money, so that would help me. You know, get like a 70-inch TV and
it's all about the television set.
Yeah, my own little area. Yeah,
you can get a 70-inch TV now.
That's not right.
$600-$700.
No, I want like the curved one. You know, with like 3D too. So those are a little bit pricier.
Very nice.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Whose existence has the best chance of being proven, aliens or Bigfoot?
The cat, I hate to do this to you, but aliens. And I would imagine there is knowledge already, but to not freak out humans, they keep it on the down low. That's my theory.
Well, let's be honest. The universe as we know it is so expansive, we don't know what's out there. We do know Bigfoot exists here.
We don't.
It's just we haven't caught him yet or gotten a picture that isn't really, really blurry. But if you watch the show Finding Bigfoot, every week, they don't get any pictures or any video or hear him, but they do know he's there. It's always squatchy.
And how do we define Bigfoot? Could it be like a gorilla? Somebody saw a gorilla who shouldn't have been there, and so they think they saw Bigfoot?
Doug,
could that
not,
be what Bigfoot
I don't
is?
I think your approach to this might be a little too serious.
I think it's a great question he's asking.
I would say the alien as well okay. is much more likely to happen than Bigfoot.
Plowhawk, do you have any guys?
Yeah, this is a two-parter, so okay. Listen up. What is your absolute favorite food item or dish? And the second part to that was, if Iggy prepared it for you, would you partake?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
So, two questions.
I love chicken parmesan. That's my favorite dish.
I think it is.
And I love Iggy. And I know he's probably a wonderful chef, but I saw the reflection in one of his utensils. And it will haunt me until the day I die. He's in his underwear in his apartment around cooking utensils, so no. I must say no.
Yeah, my answer is fries and no, but it has nothing to do with Iggy. I'm insane, and so I don't really like people to prepare food for me. It's so weird. I know it's weird.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. It's a mental
He'll
thing.
Touch it?
No, I have no idea. It's
Shrubs?
The strangest damn thing. I don't know what my deal is.
Every time you go to a restaurant, someone else
I know. That's fine. It's a weird thing.
That's where it really might get dirty.
I agree with
not
you.
Not at Hot
Listen,
Shots.
Listen, I'm not defending
else.
This. I'm telling you I'm really effed up.
Right. But, like, and if I made you cookies, you wouldn't eat them.
I would not eat them.
Huh.
But if I got a cookie from Hot Shots that you made and I didn't know you made them, I would eat them. You understand?
Yeah.
It's so messed up.
That's very
strange. You know what
strange.
It might be?
I wonder what
we,
it is.
Can we workshop this?
Yeah, I'm welcome. I'd love to have a breakthrough right here.
I think, generally speaking, while you're a wonderful guy and a great partner these many years, I think you're also a psychopath.
Doug, what's going on?
That hates everyone around you secretly.
Yeah, but what about the guy who makes my White Castles?
But you don't know him.
That's
so
right.
You can't hate
he's,
someone
he's
you
okay.
don't know.
You're deathly afraid of finding...
Yeah, but I legitimately like Iggy.
You're afraid of finding a shrub on your
No,
on your
it
food.
Has nothing to do with that, because I recognize we're always at risk of shrubs.
Right. And it won't kill you, even if there was one that snuck through there.
Yeah, I might
It wouldn't kill you. No. You eat a lot of horrible things over the course of a life.
You think we've ever eaten a shrub?
A lot of bugs and stuff.
Don't you think we've eaten shrubs?
Well, probably have at some point.
Yep. Doug, what's your favorite dish?
Oh, I like all kinds of chicken, shrimp, or maybe shrimp.
You were
going to
say chicken
lobster,
shrimp.
Lobster, maybe. I wouldn't right. mind. Yeah, I'd be happy.
Yeah,
for
lobster
Iggy.
Is the bee's knees.
If Iggy were to make that, sure, I'd be thrilled.
What'd you do, Iggy? Sauté? Nurse? Nancy? Chasing?
A whole lobster or lobster tail?
What do? You boil those, don't you?
I don't know. Just the tail.
A whole lobster, you boil it. A lobster tail would go into the broiler.
I don't know if I've ever eaten a whole lobster. It's just always just a lobster
tail. What do you mean you've never eaten a whole lobster?
Uh-oh. He's mad now, Doug.
Well, I don't mean to upset you. It's just
either way, I don't care because none of you guys are eating my food if I cook it, so what does it matter?
I said I would.
Doug said he would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, sure.
I'll make you a lobster.
All right, thank you. Bring it in some morning. I'll eat it.
South African lobster tail with some drawn butter. I'll take care of you.
Seasoned with flakes from a decaying body.
Yeah, sorry. I'll cook it naked for you. How about that?
Oh, yeah, that'd be hotter.
Pablo, you don't have any other questions.
I have two more quickies. Who is your favorite caller that currently appears on TMA? I know we did at Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to tell you right now, Adam. The man is a showman.
I do like Adam, but I got to tell you, I love when Biff calls in. Biff's my answer.
Yeah. Biff is a good call. Bill, I love your poetry, Biff. I know we're sideways now, but I love your poetry.
Yeah, I got to go Biff, too. Yeah. Biff's taken me to a blues game, and he's had parties at his house for us. And
Yeah, he's kind of living
easy.
The
That's
life that I'd
one.
Love to have.
Right.
Yeah, he balls so hard. He's flying private to Vegas tomorrow. Forget about it.
And working hard at his job. Very, very hard.
Right. $500,000 a year.
Ball so hard.
In that area.
Before That's we even nice. Touch the profits, baby, the profits is where it's real nice.
Well, yeah,
tax is a little more favorable if you handle it properly for a 65% fee. Give or take.
You got to pay it.
Yeah, it's worth it. Go ahead, play.
Last one. What is your ideal toppings on your pizza? You could name one, maybe just cheese, or you could name a meat lover's. Well,
I'm a meat lover's guy.
Topping.
Cheese is on almost all pizza, though, right?
But that's not really a topping. Cheese is not a topping.
It isn't, but if you like cheese pizza.
I'm a meat lover's guy, Plowhawk. What about you? You're buffalo chicken?
Too much meat for the meat lovers. I like the buffalo chicken. I also like the pep and mushroom.
I didn't understand that there.
Pep, pepperoni, and
mushroom. You got plenty of time to say the word.
I like pep.
All right.
I'm a purist. You know, like, I think you can overthink it and put too much stuff on it. Like, if you're going to put buffalo chicken, then just have chicken wings. So I love pizza, maybe pepperoni. But that's about it. I like it simple. Pepperoni.
I'd go for the sausage and mushroom. Sausage and mushroom. That's what I like.
Plowhawk, that's going to do it for the exit poll.
That'll wrap it up. Put a bow on it, boys.
Great exit pull right there, well, Plowhawk. Great work by the Plowhawk.
Plowhawk, you're a star tonight.
How long did it take you to think of a question? What do you like on pizza?
Actually, I didn't even think of that question, so I don't know. Probably 2 seconds for Seymour.
Right. Okay.
Because he's a pro.
Kind of a good text here. The Dogtown Astrovan says, and I agree with this, actually. He echoes my inner monologue. I can't get over how many in-shape, athletic-looking guys are here tonight. That's on the Dogtown Astrovan. I agree with that. Just a lot of hot guys here tonight. Yeah, thank you, hipster.
And who is the Dogtown Astrovan?
I don't know if I know the Dogtown Astro Van.
Well, he should show himself, and maybe he can hook up with
somebody. If he wants to come up to the dais and make himself known,
well, he doesn't
give us
to.
Your grinder handle.
He's in a Mizzou T-shirt.
There he comes. It's like celebrity. Come on down. You're the next contestant on a crappy radio show.
Oh, it looks like he's a little pepper pot.
A lot of really good-looking guys out here tonight.
Isn't that hot, man?
Tip of the cap to you all. These are the stars, not you all.
Yeah, I agree with you. But there are a lot of good-looking, in-shape men here tonight, aren't
really
there?
Really in shape. And their diets this evening. I mean, a lot of protein.
Yeah, a lot of protein.
All the food
low
groups,
carbs.
Low carbs. So really packing it in tonight. So
that's
impressive.
Hot.
You
impressive.
Got your eye on anybody in particular here in the crowd?
Well, my brother's here tonight.
Since you
guys
saw
him earlier. So,
that's great. That's so hot,
but,
man.
You know who you remind me of?
You
remind me of E from Entourage a little bit. A little bit.
E from, I'll take it.
You know what I get a lot is... I guess I can kind of see it.
Because just your physical build, but also your delivery and your demeanor.
Thank
Very
you.
Very confident gait.
Biff just keeps sending nudes into the text inbox of just like a bunch of different women. I mean, it's just a bunch of different women. I'm sorry, Doug.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Shrewsbury contingent here this evening, right there. We have a lot of strong representation here.
We're big in Shrewsbury, right?
You guys are. You have no idea.
Yeah, I think that's because that's where the signal reaches.
You guys keep doing those hot shots way out in...
We're big in Illinois, though.
Illinois, but this is home for you all, so...
Come on back.
Now, you've never really dated your brother, have you?
Well, we don't like to put labels on things, Doug.
So. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Don't let Doug do that. Don't let him back you into a corner.
Well, he said who's got his eye on? He said his brother.
He just said his brother looks good
tonight. That's the worst answer I've ever heard.
He's one of the athletic-looking guys.
That's like the worst answer you could possibly give.
He's wearing a really tight sweater and... Yeah.
Doug, is it possible that in your own mind you're reading too much into it?
I don't know.
Yes, it is, Doug.
I wish it were the case, but I don't think it is.
I got to go, guys. So
sorry to bug you.
Did we bring him up here or did he come up here? I never understand.
He ran up. I just like to put a face to all these texts we get.
What does it say about the show that if we're being really honest with ourselves, the emailers are funnier than we are? They are.
That's the truth.
That's a funny guy.
I said this on the fan page today. If this show existed in the 1990s or before, it would have lasted 2 weeks because we are reliant upon the texts and the emails and the content from people much more talented than us.
Without
the texts and without the emails, we're like, so, Blues in action this Saturday night. What do you think, boys?
That'd be nice.
You call in if you would, 969-0590.
And then think about this. If, like, the Shrewsbury Seat Sniffer, the Dogtown Astro Van were doing a show, and then we were called up, we'd say, hey, good show. Like, they're funny when they come up. They have their own material.
Right.
Picture of Cucky has already made its way to the fan page wearing his Gimp mask.
Oh, he's hitting on Plowsy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is about as creepy as it gets right there. Try not to touch me there, Cucky.
Oh, you're getting touched, bro. That's so hot.
Touch me there, Cucky.
And Biff and Cucky are up here to caress Doug.
Can I take a picture of you guys, please?
Yeah, I'd like to.
You took the Gimp mask off.
Can you get a little closer?
Get a little closer.
No, a little closer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
That's hot, man. Hot pick,
bro. Watch your hand.
It's hot. Hot pick, bro.
Okay. This is our show.
I'm proud of it.
Elysium Restoration and Design specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget, whether it's a basic remodel or your dream project. The owner, Jason, started with an idea and a pickup truck, and over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job there is and continues to provide high-quality work to his customers. Visit online at erdstl.com or find Elysium on Facebook. Elysium Restoration and Design. Trust is one of the things they build well.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Presence Float Center as our latest listener rewards program. Starting Monday, October 30th, relieve your stress with 50% off a 75-minute session at Presence Float Center. That's a $49 value for only $24.50. That's less than 33 cents a minute for what will be one of the most relaxing experiences of your life. Once you step into the saltwater pod and get comfortable, the soothing music will ease your mind and body, allowing you to enjoy a much calmer state than normal. You won't know where your body ends and the water begins. Your muscles will be totally relaxed, and you won't even sense the passage of time. Presence Float Center is perfect for athletes looking to rejuvenate themselves, overworked professionals needing a break, veterans, and first responders dealing with PTSD, and even local sportscasters who have a demanding relationship with lady journalism. So take advantage of this offer to get a 75-minute experience at Presence Float Center for 50% off. Starting on Monday, October 30th, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab.
This thing's taken St. Louisans by storm.
Has it? Lena's Pizza?
You know, and I was reading the copy for it, and I always kind of lean on the Plowhawk because he ad-libs like the Dickens, and I know he was a big fan by getting the Buffalo Chicken Lena's Pizza. But I said to Anna Marie, I said, I don't know when the last time it was that I got a frozen pizza and ate it, you know, like in the middle of the afternoon. So, yeah, I had it, and now I understand. It really is legitimate. Like, if that was delivered to my home, I'd be like, damn, this is some good pizza, much less for it to be frozen pizza. It's Lena's Pizza online at lenaspizzastl.com. Remember, Lena's is the only pizza made with real Provel cheese. That's lenaspizzastl.com. You can find it anywhere.
Is it over now?
No, we have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. Okay.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One.
Can you imagine what it feels like when Marshawn Lynch pushes you?
Probably like taking Lexington Steel.
Maybe.
What? Who's he playing for?
Or Mandingo.
Doug?
I haven't followed these guys' careers.
Doug.
Clip that off.
Doug, I checked your Twitter profile. I see who you follow.
Wow.
Twitter burn, bro.
Cut two.
A lot of people keeping an eye on the Eagles and Redskins tonight. What'll happen there? Oh.
Doug, break that game down for us, for those that are still looking to maybe place a wager.
It'll just be a really nice game. And I think what you'll see is the team that turns the ball over the least will probably come out with a W.
Cut three.
Morn, what up, Pimp Juice? Did I hear that this eatery has the best beef stew this side of the Hoosaw River? Wow. Give me two bowls of that ish and make it snappy, son. Oh, you don't think this stew is tasty enough for you, boy? You don't think this beef soup has enough chunks in it for you, you filthy boy slave? Let's skedaddle into the men's room where we can spin up the meat slicer, letting the moist Hoosier boy steaks fall into the soup.
That's
cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
Doug, did you respond to Manuel's tweet about him being bored?
You know what? I didn't.
He retweeted it.
I don't follow him. I don't know. I wouldn't know the guy if he walked in this
he
room.
He favorited it, and he retweeted it, and he pinned it to his profile.
This is fake news.
Cut
five.
Larry, your response to Dwayne The Rock Johnson saying, correct, I do in fact know wrestling isn't real.
Well, that would depend on the whole spiel.
Sorry you had to hear that, Larry.
Say about what?
That wrestling isn't real?
I believe that is fake.
Oh my word!
Are you saying because you're an insider and because you make a living off the WWE, you didn't want to go public with your beliefs until this very moment?
Right.
Wow.
Oh my!
Watershed moment on this.
I don't know.
You've been acting like you thought it was real for the last 10 years.
Yes.
Cut
six.
I said I think all I have is an old copy of For Him magazine. Is that okay?
Forehead magazine?
For him. Is that okay? Response, yes, I don't have an address yet, though. I'll get back to you when I move.
Not only will she not sign something that you didn't want signed in the first place, she also makes it very clear she does not want you to know where she lives.
And maybe she doesn't look like she used to if she's appearing in Forehead magazine.
Cut
seven.
By the way, Lisa Ann, me asking you for a fleshlight of yourself for Christmas got a lot of play on Twitter and Facebook.
I should send you guys a really nice promo back for Christmas. You guys don't have to tell me who takes them. I'll just make it neutral. A nice big box of fleshlights to the studio. And you can use them for whatever. You can barter a car wash. You can keep them for yourself. You know, they go far.
Yeah, Doug, you can save some money around the tree this year.
Wow. Pretty good.
Well, about the same as every week, unfortunately.
You feel good about it, though.
Not so much.
You feel like you're doing the right thing with your job.
I don't.
Thank you to Bertarelli Cutlery for sponsoring the Cuts of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about now. Because you have an Email of the Month competition that's down now to only three contests. Matt Ubolz at Hanks has a one email lead on Cucky. Did Matt write in?
We did not get a submission from Matt this morning or this afternoon.
This is what makes
afternoon.
The contest so great.
That some people are so into it, they just don't even bother to put one in when they're about to win the prize. They just don't even care to nail it down. Well, you would have had to have known that we were live here last night.
You would think.
To have entered an email before.
Cucky has entered, so he has a chance to tie Matt Ubolz at Hanks. It's time for the Hot Shots Email of the Day. Well, this is what it's all about, Doug, because we are giving away...
Don't stand like that. Look how Cucky's standing.
That's hot, man.
Do not stand like that.
It's the suspension special, Tim.
Suspension special is the prize.
Don't stand like that either. He's stretching, Tim.
Morn.
Stop stretching.
I like fantasy baseball. I like fantasies. I have a fantasy. I like turkey necks. Doug Vaughn is my fantasy. The thought of rubbing coconut oil on Doug's turkey neck and gently massaging his feet makes my hot glue gun start to preheat. Think about it. That's from Tunnels 12,000.
I didn't care for it.
And look, he included a picture.
I don't...
Oh, my God! Doug's ripping up the email!
Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and he has also been disqualified. He's been DQ'd, Tim.
I think this is Cucky's submission. Look, it's handwritten.
Great.
Hello, gentlemen who like to do it themselves. Be-do-bop. Do you hear that? I said be-do-bop. Yeah, it's that time again for another installment of Construction Tips with Colin.
I do like construction tips.
Hello, I'm Colin. Today, I'll learn you how to unclog the toilet at your local Hot Shots.
Okay.
Step one, alert Marvin the manager and tell him you're going to need a hot minute alone in the restroom. Step two, set up drip protection and remove the onion ring. Step three, call Randy, your stepdad, and tell him you need backup. Step four, inform Randy that by backup, you meant he would take off your clothes and show you what a real man's treasure trail looks like.
Okay.
Step five, grab plunger and splash like the Dickens. Step six, join us at the next Hot Shots event near you. And then it gets graphic. Cucky the Gimp and Mr. Nipples. That's kind of like Simon and Garfunkel.
Together.
A rare collaboration.
Cucky the Gimp. And Mr. Nipples.
You can't beat that combo.
It's tough to do a combo like that, Doug.
It's not that hard.
This one's from the hipster Tower Grove South, and he's right over there.
He's vile. Careful now.
This is called Doug's Backseat Confessions, Titillation at Tower T. Nothing helps me unwind from a tough day at the office like working on my golf game, or so I thought. As I'm working on my shot, a confident gentleman walks by. The scent of orange blossom and Burger King dances past my nose as his svelte body travels nigh. He was wearing slim-fit khakis and a black windbreaker with a Channel 4 logo. A golf pro, perhaps? As I line up my next drive, I feel a warm breath traveling up my neck to my ear. As I close my eyes, I hear the whisper, "Looks like you have one hell of a hook, fella." I gently turn my head and lean back and whisper back, "It's almost as impressive as the curve in my shaft." We retired to the gentleman's restroom on the side of the building where this beautiful stranger showed me the proper way to clean my balls. Before I could get his name, he was gone. But like the fairy tale, he left behind one slipper, his windbreaker, khakis, and jockey underwear. When will I find my cinder fella? Forever yours, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Come on, hipster.
Pretty good.
Not that good.
Oh, another
very
picture.
Good. Hipster, Tower Grove South.
Barring traffic issue, I'm currently in the ladies' room in this very Hot Shots. And not alone. I'm with my old college roommate. We haven't seen each other since she got the award for being the hottest flight attendant ever. They give out awards called the hottest flight attendant?
No, they do not. They do not.
So enjoy your evenings, because we are undoubtedly enjoying ours. If I've played my cards right, I am putty in her hands. her beautiful, lush, alluring, sexy hands. By now, she has her leg wrapped around my waist like a pretzel, while she has her strappy right high heel sets on the sink for balance. Don't mind that squeaking sound. It's just our yummy latex mini dresses rubbing together.
Stop.
How far has it gone, you ask? Since there might be little ones in the audience, I'll keep it clean. Let's just say her name is Candy Baby, and we are both hot, wet, and stick A.
Okay.
Doug, that's bikini model Brittany. Why can't we meet her if she's here? I'd like to meet
bikini
her.
Bikini model Brittany. He's right over here.
Oh, this one's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
He's a crowd favorite.
He is. Welcome to the fan page, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. It's not just a place to post dog and food pics. That's what a page needs. But what a fan page is, what the fan page really is freedom. To me, personally, it's freedom from public scrutiny of wanting to make out with another dude right here in front of everybody. I can't even believe I'm doing this, but he had me at tight khakis. So Douglas Elvin Vaughn, in front of Tim McKernan and everybody, would you do me the honor of hopping up on my lap and showing these boys how it's done? Sincerely, Rod Stiffington. Doug, that's a proposition. That's
Rod,
a gay proposition.
That's not going to happen.
That'd be so hot, though.
That would not be hot.
Good for ratings.
What are you doing?
It'd be good for ratings, Doug.
He's plenty old enough to know better. You do this. You write things like this every day of your life.
You write from the heart, bro.
He does.
Do you admit this to anybody else? Does your normal
circle? Yeah, I think his fiance knows about it, right?
Friends and the beard. Yeah. The beard knows. That's
that's hot, though. That's hot when you can bring your female lover into your gay fantasies.
I'm concerned about him. Injun Joe's K-Ride Magic.
No. Rod Stiffington.
Rod Stiffington.
Great American.
Patriot. Hey, kiddos. I just wanted to let you know that I won't be coming into the studio on Monday or Tuesday. As you know, Halloween is the most dangerous time of the year for me for obvious reasons. If I'm caught outside, the local teenage toughs always chase me around, threatening to smash my pumpkin-like head. So I will be holed up at my apartment in my tighty-whities searing scallops. But don't worry, I can still do my producer work from home. I don't need to be in studio to repeatedly call and get rebuffed from D-list celebs like Linda Lavin. But I'll miss Tim. He's the best. That's from Igith Von Strode.
Igith Von Strode.
And finally, man, times have changed. While I'm sitting at home taking care of my baby, there's probably 15 to 20 horny boy sluts trying to get on my man Doug. I have a message for you all, though. Doug is mine, and flirt all you want, but he's coming back to my bed tonight, not yours. I'm talking to you, hipster, and you, bikini model Bridget, or whatever the hell his name is, and Scott's wrinkled ball sack. Don't even get me started on the ball sacks. Taking the show her by storm recently and trying to teabag my man and his wrinkled sack. All of you, back the F up. Doug, don't be late, because you know I don't like waiting while I'm tied up and gagged. Thanks, it's from White Collar Gangster. He's a new father.
It's disappointing.
Lots of work
we'll
there.
We'll say that, and we'll show his daughter when she gets to be about 10 years old. See what she
That'll be
of
cool.
That.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Tim, you know, it was a great batch. But
wonderful batch.
There, but similar themes through most of them.
There are.
And we had some of our greats. I think I'm going hipster.
Hipster at Tower Grove South from The Cat.
I think Cucky has put on quite a performance here this evening. I'll go for Cucky the Gimp. And
so
Mr.
it's body of work?
Yeah.
Cucky, you have won the Hot Shots email of the day. And they're going wild in the Mound City.
They are going wild.
They are actually going wild. Well, it's Shrewsbury. But you get the idea.
He's dancing with his half shirt and his boy short.
The Hot Shots suspension. Plowboy just grabbed his ass.
Don't ever stretch like you did there before. You didn't win anything on this table. No, maybe not.
How about Hipster's going to make out with him.
How about a salute?
Oh, that's so hot, man. Look, those two guys are making out.
You know, that celebratory dance was almost like you hit a home run that cut the lead to one, but you thought you tied it.
Yeah, you thought you tied the game.
Dance.
Look at this.
That gives us a tie in the email of the month as well.
With 2 days to go, right, Sea Monster? Mm.
Yeah, Matt Hubols at Hanks and Cucky both have four.
Well, you got to like, Doug, do you like how Matt Hubols at Hanks is so locked in that he's like taking a couple of days off?
Not even interested in participating in
it. Biff is slow dancing with Cucky. Yeah.
He's getting ready for the bachelor party, I guess.
This is hot. See, people are like, oh, they're just acting, but they're not. Yeah. Oh, now he's down.
Down goes Cucky.
And now Biff is like taking him from behind.
You don't have to describe everything, Tim.
Boy, Riff's really into this, to the point that Cucky's now running away.
Yeah.
It's hot, man. It's hot.
It's not hot.
Does Bernie do this on when he does remote?
I don't believe he does.
What are you playing here, baby?
Some West End girls, because it's rather gay.
Pet Shop Boys, Doug.
No, man.
1983.
I'm going to go 87.
Oh, really?
I know it's definitely after 85. 85's in play. Doug, what do you think it is?
I don't know the dates, Tim.
Kat, you want to? Yeah.
I'm just watching Biff pursue Cucky.
Yeah, he really
is. I mean, he is getting... He's a little too handsy.
Yeah, he's like really dancing.
Hey, Biff, the bachelor party isn't starting tonight.
Released 1984.
Wow. I'm having a bad night. Oh. By definition, you won. Now what's going on? Now they're wrestling.
No, he just flipped Cucky. Complete flip. That Biff is quite a dancer.
Yeah, he's an aggressive lover.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I think we can be proud of what we did here tonight at Hot Shots.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, were you happy with the show or not? Be honest with me. Doug, it sounds like that's approval.
Well, I guess. They're happy it's over.
Where's our next one? O'Fallon, Illinois?
We are in Edwardsville in November and Manchester in December.
Wow.
Home game for me in November. That's very exciting.
That's November 9th? November 9th.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Well, it's time for us to shut it down. I want to thank Hot Shots in Webster Groves for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for Andy Hanselman, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan. KFNS.